Hello everyone, Lord Baldwith here with a story by Redfish entitled Ancient Aliens by Giorgio. This is a book I wrote in Ultima Online and would not be lore appropriate for this game. However, the topic of ancient aliens came up in another thread, so I thought I'd share on the forums anyway. Standing in Britannia are mysterious landmarks built by the ancients, shrines and moon gates erected in connection with the eight virtues. Those who are devoted to the virtues visit the shrines and, in meditating, gain insight. No mortal person, no matter how virtuous, wise, or gifted in magecraft, could achieve otherwise. The moon gates, of course, provide travel in Britannia, much as the mark and recall spells, and across the shards created by Modane's gem, but the moonstones that create them allow otherworldly travel, as we know from the black and silver moon gates that have been reported to exist by many sources. Both of these types of magic, in the shrines and the moon gates, are beyond the power of any wizard living today. How did the ancients build these wondrous objects of magic that even with our modern knowledge of the arcane, our most powerful wizards could not even fathom to create? Our sages offer no full explanation to how or when these monuments were built. We're simply told that their presence here in Britannia goes back to when our land was part of Caesarea, before the cataclysm that cleaved us from the other continents, and even then it was not known when they had been created and who created them. They had simply always been there from time immemorial. The closest among us to figure out the secrets, I believe, is the mage named Alken, who had lived in Cove and who had at one time been a close friend of Wolfgang, father of Mondane. Wolfgang, of course, is known for the famed Gem of Immortality, which was shattered and has led to our current predicament. The Gem of Immortality is known to have been a form of ruby that could harness the power of the sun, a sunstone, if you will. Alken had a different focus, and that was not on sunstones, but on moonstones. In his studies, he had discovered a mysterious substance known as black rock. According to his research, this mineral had the ability to bend space and time and could even resist and disable magic. A combination of electrical and magical energy caused the material to become permeable. That is, one could put one's hand through the substance as if it were water. He believed he could transform this material for a myriad of arcane purposes. Not much is known about what happened to Alken. However, his son, Erasmus, had sworn upon his disappearance that a red demon had reached his hand through a shimmering black moon gate and had dragged him to the other side. Erasmus believes this is what he comes to refer as ultra-terrestrial, extra-terrestrial beings, who come not from displaced worlds, but from the stars, far deep within the ethereal void, where there are other worlds similar to Caesarea. He had proposed that one could even build an enchanted ship that would travel across the void, much like our ships can travel across the ocean waters. The Gem of Immortality, we know, was shattered by a mysterious stranger, who our scholars believe came from another world. We have also known a mysterious being known as the Time Lord, who likewise is foreign to our lands. As the stranger and this Time Lord, both ultra-terrestrials like the Red Demon described by Erasmus, son of Alken? Or are they extraterrestrials who use some means to travel from one planet in the void to ours? Strangely, in arcane lore, there is some mention of means of travel called a Siege Perilous, a name later given to one of the shards found of Britannia. But that refers to a point in time before Mondane's gem had shattered and before the shards were then created. It's unclear whether this Siege Perilous is another world, a shard beyond our shards, or a means by which one traverses worlds. A third quite interesting possibility may be that it's both. After all, the shards that we know of as products of Mondaine's gem were created from a certain fixed moment in time in the history of Britannia. These are all shadows of the world as it existed at that one moment, but may there be shards that we have no knowledge of that go back further? May there be some that go back to the formation of Caesarea, to the creation of the world? At that point, at the point of creation, there might be some means to reach across all of space and time, across all shards that were created thenceforth, and all shards that could be created therewith. Whatever is the case, we are told that the stranger who shattered Mondaine's gem traveled across this siege perilous, whether he himself comes from an ancient time or from an ancient world from which he is a descendant, it seems not a coincidence that he came in time to destroy this gem, the Sunstone. And if that is true, if it's not a coincidence, one could easily surmise that he or his peoples are also connected to the Moonstones. And if they are in some way connected to the Moonstones, then they could also be connected to the monuments, the shrines, and the moon gates that are scattered throughout our land. The strangers who cross the shimmering gates and are aliens to our world may in fact be the source of all civilization in Caesarea. We arrive from their shrines, all of their wisdom, and through the moon gates, expeditious travel. If this is so, why did they help us? Discussion of this topic is not accepted by the wizards who control the councils. Talk of ancient aliens is outright rejected as nonsense. But there are a growing number of wizards who are challenging accepted wisdom, and these scholars, ancient alien theorists, will, I believe, bring us to a watershed of new truth, one that will transform our knowledge of the arcane and shed light on the facts of our very existence. Whatever end of this mystery, it strikes at the very heart of not only the history of Caesarea, but of all history in its entirety. References. Research into Black Rock, Alkin of Cove, Memories of My Father, Aramis of Cove, Chariots of the Strangers, Unsolved Mysteries of the Past, Danakin of Minnick, Doctor Who, The Secrets of the Time Lord, Moffat of Minnick, A Brief History of Caesarea, Hawking of Britannia, The Bobbit, Revel of Moonlow, Mondaine's Lament, Belson of Trinzic, Mondaine Rising, Belson of Trinzic, Incoherence of the Ancient Alien Theorists, Alghazel of Moonlow, Stranger from a Strange Land, Jubal of Britain, The Caesarea Chronicles, Zecharia of Moonglow, The Felucca Mystery, Templeton of Trinzic, The Awakening, The Sun and the Moons, Miskaka and Corgango of Britain, Arcanum, Nostrum Press. All background music by Sizmon Matzuski. Song titles 24, 01, 02 space 0, Fallen, Fluffy, Echoes, 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 Echoes. From the Cavern was brought to you by Lord Baldrith, Sir Style Teakle, and Asclepius. Do you have a piece you would like us to read? Please contact us at lordbaldrith@thecaverns.net, style@thecaverns.net, or asclepius@thecaverns.net.